Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thank you for tuning in. So this is the third part of a five-part series that we've been working on over here, and I hope that you're still tuning in. It's all about how to make decisions to build a life that you love. We talked about the idea of awareness and sort of how to think about awareness in a redefined way. If you haven't checked out that episode, you can go back and listen. But without awareness, we cannot even start the process. Then we talked about taking radical responsibility. You have to get rid of the blame completely, no matter what has happened in your life that's gotten you to this moment. This moment is completely all about you and what you decide to do with it. So anyways, awareness and taking responsibility are all fine. However, nothing happens unless you make a choice. Here's the problem with choices and why this is such a difficult step. Every moment, every second, from the moment you get out of bed in the morning, how you show up as soon as you get out of bed, the way that you brush your teeth, how you dress, what you choose to wear, whether you are a coffee or a tea drinker, what you'd have for breakfast, a healthy option, nothing at all, or, right, this is like the moment to have the big greasy breakfast to start your day. Whatever it is, you're making choices. These choices may be unconscious. They might be unconscious patterns that you are completely unaware about. But nonetheless, they're all choices. It's a choice to wake up and not sleep in and be late to work. It may not feel like you have choices, but they are choices. Why don't we feel like we have choices? Well, because we are in a victim mindset. I have to get up in the morning. I have to pay the bills. I have to eat something healthy because if I don't eat something healthy, then I will gain weight. Nobody is a victim unless you are literally being held against your will. At this particular moment today, you are not a victim. You have a choice. The problem with choices is that you just may not like the choices presented, the choices in front of you. What is behind door number one? What is behind door number two? Every choice is a decision, a choice, but it has an outcome as well. So you wake up in the morning and you make a decision. You make a choice. I'm going to drink coffee, not tea. That is a decision. It is a choice. But you may not like some of the choices. I have to get up and work today because I have to pay the bills. Well, why are you in a situation where you have to pay the bills? Well, I have children. All of these things are choices. Take responsibility. Go back to the previous episode. Take responsibility for where you are today and recognize that every moment you do have choices. You may not like the choices, but they are in fact choices. You want to reduce your cost of living? Do you want to get a one bedroom? Most of us would say no to that. Do we want to get rid of our electronics? Do we want to lessen our bills for how much we, use on our cell phones, which is usually egregious? But we don't want to do those things. But we also don't want to get up and necessarily go to a certain job. They're choices. You just may not like the alternatives to say, well, if I'm going to ditch this job, then I must have to, really tighten the belt and spend a lot less for a period of time. But nonetheless, every moment is a choice, right? So recognizing that you have a choice in every moment and ditching this victim mindset completely and taking absolute responsibility for the choices, whether or not you like the choices presented. Often, it is not about us trying to control the choices in front of us. It is making the choice that is most authentic to us. So the question is much less about blaming the situation around us, feeling a victim to the circumstances that we find ourselves in today. And it is much more about asking, how do I make a choice in every moment? Here's something to really think about. Where do your choices come from? Do they originate with you, your truth, your authentic truth, your true desires and goals, or do they come from learned values? Do they come from somewhere else? Do they come from somebody else's belief? Do they come from a collective consciousness of thousands of beliefs that you've picked up over a lifetime? Think about that. Where do your choices come from? Is it for the approvals of, quote, others? Who are these others? Is it a specific other? Is it simply just trying to make a parent or a spouse or somebody, a teacher or a coach, happy? Or is it a collective desire to have somebody approve? This collective consciousness of everyone is judging you. Are you doing it because of low self-worth, a confidence issue? No matter what you do, you don't feel it's good enough? You're making choices to prove something? Where do these choices come from? Are they coming from you? Are they coming from fear? Are they coming from an interest in figuring out the best you possible, what it is about you that makes you unique, where your talents are, and contributing that to the world? Or are these choices coming from somewhere else? Because here's the kicker. When I realized that every moment of every day I'm in action, even when I'm not in action, I'm sitting in bed, it is a choice. It is a choice to be inactive. So that is a choice. But from the moment you get up, you make one step in any direction, it's a choice. And again, it may be unconscious, but every single second of every day are micro choices, macro choices. And those choices are all yours. Whether you get on the internet and play with Facebook for 2 hours and avoid your work, whether or not you get a mocha latte that mochaccino, frappuccino, whatever they're called, that's 500 calories and choose to not recognize the amount of sugar you're putting into your body. Whether or not you go for that run that you've been meaning to go on for months. These are all choices. Inaction is a choice. When you say, I'm going to go for that run, but you don't, that's a choice. The choice is in fact to not run. We don't say it that way, but this is what I want you to take away from today. Where are your choices coming from? Are they coming from you or are they coming from somewhere else? And even if I'm choosing not to go in the action of what I truly want, to go for that run, to eat a healthy meal, to change careers and find the career that I love, to change the relationship I'm in because it's not making me happy. The inaction of staying is the choice. So then say to yourself, I choose to be in an unhappy relationship. I choose to stay in a career that makes me unhappy. I choose to stay unhealthy and not go for a run. I choose to eat foods that make me feel heavy and tired and sluggish. I choose to not get enough rest. I choose to feel stressed. I know it's strange because you say to yourself, I'm not choosing these things. This is where I'm stuck. You're not stuck. You're not a victim. You have choices in front of you. We cannot control the world around us. We cannot control what the outside world throws our way. But we do control ourselves, our reaction to it, the choices we make in every moment. I hope you liked today's episode. Think about what you're choosing today. Try practicing radical responsibility for the moment you find yourself in and total awareness of the choices that you're making, whether you're making a choice to do differently or you're making a choice to do the same. It is still a choice. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Laura Coe, your host. And if you like what you hear, hop over to iTunes. Do me a huge favor. Hit the subscribe button. Write a review. It really helps us. Obviously, podcasting isn't something that pays. It's just for the love of it. And it could really help the show quite a bit. If you like what you're hearing, I'd appreciate it or share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in.